Welcome to FTR On The Go, striving to enhance market intelligence for transportation professionals. Each week, we bring you snippets of FTR's Monday Morning Coffee, a blog written by FTR's own Steve Graham, designed to keep busy executives like you up to date with the latest economic data.
Hello, I'm Jonathan Starks, Chief Operations Officer at FTR. Today, we'll be looking at the economic insights from the week of November 30th through December 4th, 2015, along with upcoming economic releases. The most volatile week for U.S. stocks since the summer ended where it began, with investors waiting for the Federal Reserve. The S&P 500 saw 4 days with changes greater than 1% and yet ended up just 0.1% for the week. The key market index is up 12% from the recent trough in August. Economic data was mixed last week with the ISM non-manufacturing index slowing, auto sales still red hot, and payrolls humming along. The ISM non-manufacturing index fell to 55.9 in November. After running hot for much of 2015, a slowdown for the index was not unexpected, although it did fall farther than we anticipated. Factory orders rose in October, with the key durables component up nearly 3%. And although third quarter GDP showed inventories were still too high, a rundown is currently underway, giving a little hope for manufacturing in the new year. Likewise, vehicle sales in November remained red hot, coming in at 18.2 million for the third consecutive month. Although that pace is unsustainable, sales are looking to retreat only modestly in 2016. And with 211,000 jobs added to the economy, the November jobs report was solid. The decent report clears another hurdle for the Fed to begin normalizing rates. And in comments last week, Fed Chair Janet Yellen reiterated that the pace will be gradual. Last week's economic data focused on the manufacturing and non-manufacturing indices from the Institute of Supply Management. The ISM manufacturing index fell below the neutral 50 level, dropping from 50.1 to 48.6. The drop marks the fifth consecutive decline, putting the index below the threshold of 50 for the first time since November 2012. The new orders index fell from 53 to 49, the third decline in 4 months. 8 industries reported a decline in orders, only 5 reported an increase. And inventories are definitely being worked off. They fell from 46 in October to 43 in November. Only 3 industries reported an increase in inventories. According to the ISM, over time, an inventory index north of 43 is consistent with an increase in the GDP estimate of manufacturing inventories. This points to, at minimum, a slowing of manufacturing inventories this quarter, and perhaps a reduction. The November ISM index suggests that the turnaround in manufacturing may take longer than expected. We don't think that it will change monetary policy, but it does make the coming meeting more interesting. The ISM non-manufacturing index declined from 59.1 in October to 55.9 in November. The decline is not too alarming, as the index remains near its 2012 to 2015 average. The index remains strong this year, so some cooling was expected. However, the details were weaker compared with October. New orders slid from 62 to 57. Business activity fell from 63 to 58, and employment dropped from 59 to 55. Despite the ISM drop, the service component of the economy is doing well. All told, the economy still seems to be on track to grow a little north of 2% during 2016. On the international front, China's manufacturing conditions slipped to the weakest level in 3 years. The official manufacturing index fell from 49.8 in October to 49.6 in November. the official numbers are generally considered optimistic, and we can assume that the market is in worse shape than the near neutral reading. 6 interest rate cuts since November of last year have not been enough to spur a recovery in Chinese manufacturing. Looking ahead to upcoming economic releases, we will find out about small business optimism, producer inflation, and retail sales. The November Small Business Optimism Index, presented by the National Federation of Independent Businesses, will be released on Tuesday, December 8th. The NFIB Index probably dipped slightly in November as compensation pressures are slowly building. For the most part, we expect little change in the index's components. The inventory component should be watched carefully for any impact on fourth quarter GDP. November import prices will be released on Thursday, December 10th at 8:30 a.m. Eastern. We look for import prices to again fall 0.5% in November. Import prices have only increased 2 months this year. Oil prices fell last month, which should bring import prices down again. The November Producer Price Index will be released on Friday, December 11th at 8:30 a.m. We look for the index to remain unchanged in November after falling sharply in October. Core prices will likely fall several tenths of a percent, in line with what was seen in October. And ending the week, November retail sales will also be released on Friday at 8:30. We look for retail sales to increase just 0.1%. There has been very little movement in the overall retail sales environment for most of 2015. Auto sales have been strong, but aren't adding to monthly growth, although there may be a little price appreciation. Gas prices continue to be a drag on the total, but core sales are expected to show a little more strength. Some initial reports indicate that retailers had a modest gain for the after Thanksgiving sales.
If you enjoy FTR on the go, we recommend that you subscribe to it on iTunes or Stitcher and to share this with your colleagues. To read the full blog, visit blog.ftrintel.com or go to ftrintel.com to find the latest analysis from FTR, your transportation intelligence experts.